Today we're going to be looking at I know we've been reading through the book of Romans on our Sunday, or rather on our regular Bible readings that we're having on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. But there's some things I wanted to point out in the first couple of chapters here of Romans. So the word gospel is found 13 times in the book of Romans, and the thing is, it occurs more times here than in any other book that we see in the New Testament. The closest is the one that Sam is talking about in Galatians, occurring about 11 times. The gospel, the word, is mentioned in four verses in Romans chapter 1. It's mentioned once in Romans chapter 2, and we don't see it again until Romans chapter 10. Now, of course, we do note that, especially since Sam read from Romans chapter 7 and some other places, that the idea of the gospel certainly is present throughout the entire book of Romans. And in fact, that is certainly the case. But what I want to try to do today is look at the first two chapters, or at least the first 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6 or 7 mentions of the word gospel in the book of Romans, so that we might get some idea of what Paul is trying to get across with this particular word. And again, we're not going to be looking at every instance that the word gospel is used, but we are going to look at several of them. So the first one is in actually the very first verse of the book, of all places, Romans chapter 1 and verse 1. So let's read that and the second verse along with it. Paul, a bondservant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated to the gospel of God, which he promised before through the prophets in the Holy Scriptures. So there are two words that I read here that are in connection with the word gospel. The first one is separated. Separated. Paul was separated to the gospel. The idea of something being sanctified, something being made holy, is the same idea as an idea of separation, which we see here in Romans chapter 1 and verse 1. Paul was separated out, consecrated, made holy, sanctified to the gospel of God. And then the other word we see is in verse 2, which he promised. The gospel was promised. So there's separation here. It was promised before through the prophets and the Holy Scriptures. We can study and understand the gospel by reading and studying and understanding the Old Testament. Isn't that a great thing? Isn't that a wonderful thing to know that they had the gospel? And in fact, we do note that before the New Testament was written, that Jesus, we see in Luke chapter 24, that Jesus had expressed to some people there, Cleopas and one other, through the scriptures, through the works of Moses and through the other scriptures, the gospel of Jesus. And man, that's an amazing thing. The Old Testament is or does promise the gospel. Let's look at verse 9 as the next time this word is mentioned. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers. All right. So another word that I see here, so separation, promise, and another word that I see here is service. Service. So that's an important thing. We've got to be able to serve the Lord our God. And in fact, that's what one of the main things that Paul did. He was in service to our God. And that's what we should be engaged in too. Service for him, service for the gospel to some extent or another. Of course, some do so more than others. Some have more time than others, more ability than others to do that. But we should all be engaged in that idea of service for the Lord, working and helping one another out whenever the opportunity arises. And in fact, I'm sure we'll get into that in Galatians when we get to chapter 6 next time. I don't know if we'll get to verses 9 and 10 next time, but I'm sure we'll make an effort, or Sam will make an effort to get there. The next one is in verse 15. The next time this word is mentioned is in verse 15. And it's also in 16. So I'm going to read those two together. So, and also 17. So as much as is in me, I am ready to preach the gospel to you who are in Rome also. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation to everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. I see in all of this four, and perhaps we could consider five words in connection with the gospel. The first one is in verse 15, preach. Man, the gospel of Jesus Christ needs to be preached, doesn't it? We need to be able to share that gospel with other people, that good news of Jesus Christ, of what he's done for us and how we can please him and obey him. And it's so important, as we'll see in the next verse, in verse 16, power. Power. That's another word in connection to the gospel. Is the gospel powerful? Man, you bet it is. It can save us. It can save our souls. And that's another word that is in connection with it. Salvation. It can save our souls for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. Another word that we might find in connection in verse 17, based on, you know, the pronouns and whatnot, righteousness. Righteousness. Man, that's another good thing too. Is the gospel righteous? Does it preach righteousness? You know, Sam was talking about the works of the flesh and how we need to avoid those today. And how we need to embrace the fruit of the Spirit. Righteousness. That's a big part right there as well. But see, the next time we see it mentioned is in the next chapter, in chapter 2. And verse 16. And that's kind of in the middle of a sentence, but that is a very long sentence. So for time's sake, I'll just read verse 16. In the day when God will judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel. Some people like to make a big distinction and say, oh, the gospel of Jesus is different than when Paul says my gospel. Nah, it's the same thing. The gospel that Paul preaches is the same gospel that others preach. It is no different. There's no reason to think that it is. It's the gospel of Jesus Christ, what he's done for us and how we need to live. But we also know here that we are judged by it. That's the other word that we have to consider here. Judgment. Judgment. Now, I want you to think about all the verses we looked at so far. Separation. Promise. Service. Preaching. Service, preaching, power, salvation. Of all these words that we have looked at so far, righteousness, of all these words connected to the gospel, man, the last thing we want is judgment. But you know what? If we are saved, do we have to worry about the judgment? If we have experienced the power of the gospel, do we have to worry about his judgment? If we are in service to the gospel, do we have to worry about his judgment? If we preach the gospel, as long as we do those other things, are we in need of being worried about, do we need to worry about the judgment? Have we been separated for a holy purpose? Have been sanctified, made holy? Do we need to worry about his judgment? No, we don't. So really the judgment that he's talking about here is a good thing. In the day when God will judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel. And I'll be honest though, I don't necessarily want my secret things to be revealed. And I don't think you do either. But thankfully with the blood of Christ, they can be made whole. They can be removed. They can be taken care of. I thank God for that. You know, we've all done things that are wrong. We've all made mistakes. We've all experienced guilt and done things that were contrary to what God wants. And again, Sam talked a good deal about that from Galatians chapter 5. But you know, that gospel can save us if we believe in him. And the next time the word gospel is mentioned in the book of Romans, Romans chapter 10, verses 15 and 16. How shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our report? That first verse, verse 15, the gospel of peace. Peace is another word connected to the gospel. If you obey the gospel, if you believe the gospel and obey it, just as the next verse says, obedience to the gospel is important. If we believe it and we obey it, we'll have peace. We won't have to worry about that judgment. I'm looking forward to that. And I pray that you are as well. This evening, we have considered several words in connection with the word gospel from the book of Romans, the first several verses. And so we are worth we as we consider the separation, the sanctification, the being made holy, the promise, the service, the preaching, the power, the salvation, the righteousness, the judgment, the peace, the obedience, all these words connected with the gospel. Let us remember that we have something that we need to do. That we need to obey that gospel and become a Christian so that we can experience that salvation and avoid that judgment. I hope that you're willing to do that today if you haven't. What we need to do is believe. We talked about believing and obeying it. The things that we need to believe is that Jesus is the Son of God. We need to believe that. We need to repent of our sins, turn away from that, and turn towards righteousness. As we see in it, the righteousness of God is revealed. We need to confess his name, which we see is important in the context of Romans chapter 10. And we need to be baptized for the remission of our sins, which again, we see in Romans chapter 6. So I encourage you, if you are not a Christian, you need to become one. You need to have your sin and your guilt washed away in the blood of Jesus through the waters of baptism. I encourage you to do that as soon as you are able. In a moment, we will have a song, and that song will have some instructions on there for how to respond, and let us know if that's something you're interested in doing. If you are already a Christian and you make things right with him, then please let us know. And we'll make sure that we do what we can to help you. This evening, I encourage you, if you have a need, let us know as we sing this song.